Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Oh, yay! Welcome to FMLFPL on the one.
This Walsh.
I changed the cadence up a little bit there. You like that?
No, I like sabotaging you.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going
so I try
for the kill.
I try to fuck with you a little bit at the beginning,
like
the, and sometimes it
the
works.
Gut
sometimes
stab. It yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I try and zone it out. I try and zone
a little
it
shank
out.
Job. All right. Well, good job by you today.
Yeah. So football happened. Well, some football happened. Some didn't happen. I probably watched
very well put.
The least amount of football this week as I have all season. I just like
oh, wow.
Wasn't into it. Like, you, I don't know if you felt the same way. I just
are
like
you on the beach.
I was on the beach this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started off like my tail up, like I was into it because like mm-hmm. the Southampton Leicester game I was interested in,
yep.
And then we had the first game against City.
Yep.
And you know, we saw how that went. I mean, yep. I was actually kind of surprised that we kept it competitive for as long as we did. But when everything started falling apart in the Leeds game, I went away. I didn't watch any of the games after that. When Bamford got subbed early, I was like, oh no, I can't do this to myself anymore.
Alioski torpedoed my interest in the weekend. Is really.
He's just such a disaster. Absolute
that
nightmare
was like
player. He
one
is.
Of
it's
the
crazy.
Worst pens. Probably like the stupidest pen conceded of the season. Like that was unreal.
Well,
I just brought in Meslier and Dallas and it was just like,
it's amazing how many minutes he's played for them, truthfully. It's actually actual, factual, incredible to me that he's played. It's 2,100 minutes he's played for them.
Jesus.
2,100 minutes. It's ridiculous. It's just fucking insane.
It's actually crazy. Yeah.
He's routinely their worst player. All yes. he does is like yeah. needle the opponents and just yeah. play poorly.
Ugh.
That's nuts. It's very upsetting.
Yeah,
so.
upgrade at left back and move Dallas up, or move Dallas back at left back and an upgrade yeah. in midfield would be very welcome
just,
next season.
They just need better players on that fucking team, dude. Of all the teams this offseason, the team I'm most excited or interested, I shouldn't say excited, because
yeah.
I don't really give a fuck about them at all, but interested to see is who they buy. And
but it,
what
yeah,
they're
I
like
don't give a fuck about them, but at the same time, we know how fantasy relevant they can be. So
yeah.
it is like,
yeah.
I do give a lot of fuck about them from a fantasy
yeah,
perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. So yeah. And then, I mean, I got the Bale happening, so that was
oh,
fun.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't watch it. I watched half the Newcastle game and then I decided to not watch the second half and go for a walk with my wife and my
your
son
family.
And my dog. And normally I opt out on the weekend morning walks, but I was like, there's no fucking, no reason that I watched the second
yeah,
half
Newcastle
of this game.
Newcastle didn't
so.
Show up at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was just
completely
very,
pointless.
But, and then today
also,
I watched the, well, yeah, but I hear what you're saying. It's been a long season. There's fucking games on every day and it It's a lot, you know?
And a lot of the games are just so one-sided.
Yeah, not competitive.
Yeah, I mean...
They're like training.
City Palace, Brighton Leeds, Chelsea Fulham, Arsenal Newcastle, and then some others were kind of fucked, too. I mean, even Leicester Southampton, like, was a joke, sort of. But, you know, Leicester just, didn't, get the, didn't get the winning goal, you know? But... Well, yeah, why don't you start with your team in the hat trick? Gilfie wrote, have we got our Adam back? So you kind of got our Adam back here.
I mean, you know, it's fucking pure luck to captain a hat trick when not have Kane is, like, ridiculous. But I had 9 players. I got 77, 73. I took a hit. 73, I had Captain Bale, Mendy, Dean, Son, Iheanacho returning for me, and then I got some one-pointers around the town.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was a week where a lot of people didn't get 11. I've been very used to that this season. That's one of my fortes. And but, you know, I bang in 42 from Bale, and the rest doesn't really matter. So
yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was good. You know, it's nice to watch Bale. I mean, he's... The thing with watching him, too, is just
you
like,
love him. You love him.
Well, he's... I do. You know I love him. He's so well, sick. But, like...
On the pot, I was like, you love him. Just get him. Like, just get him.
He doesn't fuck up chances. Like, he buries chances. You know, it's just... Yeah. Each time is like when... Like, I'm watching him. When he's, like, doing the thing, I'm like, he's definitely scoring. And he just... And he definitely scores. You know?
It definitely feels that way. I mean that,
he missed that one chance this season.
That one-on-one... was like
subbed on that game.
He fucking hit it so hard. Top bins, bend. It wasn't like I'm just gonna slot this. He was just like, I'm fucking like, destroying this.
I'm twatting this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I mean, Bale's he's a fucking sick ass player. And it was actually kind of interesting watching him and Aurier were like they like understood each other over there and they like don't they never
Aurier had a really good game.
Yeah, he was. I mean, it's you know you're gonna look good when you play Sheffield United, but like they haven't played that many minutes together. I mean, maybe they have they hang out in training ground or whatever, but they played. That was what was kind of really impressive to me.
So
you know,
good job by you.
How about you?
I got 40 points.
Okay.
Pretty bad, but. You know, at least I got 11 out. I went down 383 places. So the greatest of all greats. Yeah, I mean, I captained Kane. Like someone on Discord, I don't remember who, was like, oh, I should have captained Son, should have captained Bale. I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Like,
people love to do that. Have you
Kane
not noticed?
Shot 6 times in a 4-0, and you're telling me that you captained the wrong player? Like, what are you even saying, you know?
He got 2 points, and the other players got more, so he did captain the wrong player.
A lot of results-based. I transferred out points with the Mendy to Meslier, but, you know, I did that for the remaining fixtures of the season, not for a one game week thing. So if Mendy misses 1 or 2 matches, I should probably break even-ish there.
They should have conceded 4 or so, though. They're very lucky. Leeds? They were playing Brighton. Oh, yeah.
Well, but that's also the Brighton story. But, yeah,
I mean, they were letting up chance after chance after chance. Very rough showing from them.
Yep. So they were bad. Dallas, I mean, we joked. When Dallas scored his 2 goals versus City, we joked on Discord. He only played left back all season when I owned him. And then I get him, and they make a halftime sub to bring on Poveda and move Dallas straight back to left back. I was just like, are you fucking kidding
me? Who was good at? Poveda played well.
Yeah. He's played all year.
He had a longer appearance this game.
Yeah.
He's good.
But yeah, I mean, keeping Son was good. Keeping Kane was honestly good, despite the blank. But yeah, I mean, nothing game week. Trent, Jota, Mo on my bench.
Trent, Mane, Mo for me was very upsetting. Yeah, and Jota wasn't in the team too, which was also annoying because I was like, oh, this is good.
Right.
But then it didn't matter. So that
jokes,
was bad.
Jokes. But yeah, weird game week, weird protests and all that shit. So
yeah. All right.
Gray's fine. Shout out to the 3 FML Field Prize League Mug League winners for April. NY Groove FC, aka Brian Whitley, Magic Money Tree, aka Sean Williams, and the Mighty Ducks, aka Alex and Claire, all going to get mugs. And then shout out to the leader of the FML Field Public League, Nom Nom Nom, Louise May, back on top. Heard us talking shit, I think, and just had to just explode with a 79-pointer. Yeah, another Captain Sun has Bale, etc. So yeah, good job by them.
Okay.
I think we should start with the doubles. Maybe even just talk about every team playing. It's a big double. Eight teams are doubling.
It's huge. So
there's four teams that double this game week and don't blank in game week 36. That's Villa. They have Manchester United and Everton. Palace have Sheffield United and Southampton. Everton have West Ham and Aston Villa. And Southampton have Liverpool and Palace. And then there's the four teams that do blank in 36, which are like all the good teams. And Arsenal have West Brom and Chelsea. Chelsea have Man City and Arsenal. Leicester have Newcastle and Manchester United. Manchester United have Villa and Leicester. But the only thing is the rumors are Liverpool may also double because the Liverpool-Manchester United fixture has to go in somewhere, which would maybe be game week 36, which would mean Manchester United wouldn't blank and would mean Liverpool have the best double by far of everyone if that happens because it'd be Southampton and West Brom. So a lot of fucking action. Tons of action.
I mean, I think that's going to be the biggest mover and shaker. Like, if Liverpool double right now and then don't blank, like, that would just be nuts.
The thing is, though, like, I feel like most people have three Liverpool players still.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think it would impact your transfer plans.
Right. So I mean, it would definitely impact the captaincy. I mean, I can't imagine Mo would be anything below like 180 EO or some shit. And everyone would be clamoring to get him for any way possible.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely need a, you know, we should get information within the next few days of this fixture.
Yeah, there's the Champions League, Europa League, Friday My Life on Thursday. Hopefully that's, we have it by then.
Okay.
Should we just talk about, I mean, what we're seeing? And Tio asked, top three Palace lads for the double as a captain option. Is it Redder's time? So he's tail up for the double. But I don't know. I think everyone who has free hit left is probably using it this week.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
So maybe it's worth to just talk about everyone doubling.
Yeah, we could do a rundown.
Why not?
I mean, we could start with Palace, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, Eze definitely is in my thoughts. Zaha's a little bit annoying because he's looked really fucking bad the last two games, and he's like carrying a knock, even though he didn't get subbed. This is the thing with us and Woy that's really frustrating throughout the season is he doesn't fucking say shit. And then he's going to not even be in the squad. That's how we've been rolling with him this year and last. Yeah. So that's definitely a leap of faith. Like, he could easily play 180. He could easily play actual 0 minutes. Like, I have no fucking idea. So we won't know either. So you just got to kind of sack up if you want to try and gamble there. But otherwise, there are no picks. You know, there are no options really at all.
Benteke.
That's it. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a fucking joke.
On free hit, I'd probably look at him.
I don't think so. He's looked also just horrendous.
The only thing is they have, I mean, unless Liverpool get this double, they have the easy best fixtures of any team.
Yeah, but we're also like easily one of the worst teams in the league.
That's also true. It's also true.
I mean, and I'm sitting, I mean, I could maybe entertain someone talking to me about Dan because he could play both and he's only 4-2. If you just want to like see if you could get like maybe we luck into one clean, which feels like a big ask, but maybe we get one clean, he gets like 8 points. It's like, God, yes. You know, but I mean, I'm sitting here with PVA thinking like, oh, this is fun. He's never going to drop him. And now I'm like, Mitchell's so
the better
good.
Player comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the better player came in. And now I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh boy, what did I do? So
I mean,
I'm
on
probably
free
gonna
hit,
him out.
I feel like I would definitely have Eze and Wilf. But the other thing that goes alongside with free hit is you have a full playing bench of guys that you like and they're nailed. So, like, you know, even if the worst happens with Wilf, it's not a big deal. But it's definitely, a riskier, like, transfer in for all the reasons you said.
And we have 2 days off. I mean, before we played City, I was like, I'm 1,000,000% captaining Wilf. Like, it wasn't even a question in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I, watching the City game unfold and him, like, sitting down on
the
fucking...
He had that weird thing, yeah.
I don't know. So, and you know, we only have 2 days off between our games, so it's there's a lot more questions than we had before the City
more
game.
More questions,
I think, so.
Than answers.
But Eze is, you know, he's really good. He doesn't shoot that much, so that's his issue. Is like, you know, he only has a few goals this season. He's been playing a lot. He's 3 goals in 2,300 minutes. Is no great shakes, and you know, he doesn't get too much, you know, change because of the position he's playing in fucking left midfield. So, and we don't play attack, so he's not getting that much opportunity. But, you know, because the fixtures are good at Sheffield United and at Southampton, you know, there are games where he might be able to set one up or, you know, maybe do a little something. He's fun. He's very fun to watch.
He's very fun. He's very good. But especially if there's questions about Wilf, it's like, who even scores the goal? It gets rougher and rougher. Mateta's not going to play. Everyone would have to fucking die for Mateta to play. So that's not happening.
10 minutes.
Yeah, Chucky asks, is it Redder's time? I mean,
Redmond?
Are you seeing anything at Southampton at all? Like, I really struggle to.
I wouldn't go anywhere even remotely close to Southampton for this double or for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think I'm.
They just look completely diabolical. Yeah, I would be interested. That'd be the only look like that's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
Their defense is horrible. I mean, they just lost. They've been missing Bertrand. They just lost their best center back for the next couple of games. They don't have a goalkeeper. Yep. They have like three midfielders, and they don't really have a striker. So
I'm sure people are going to like punt on JWP. Sure, you can get lucky on a free kick or a pen, but it's not really reliable.
Che is like 5'7". Maybe he's the guy you get.
Ugh.
I don't feel like he's going to get points. I mean, they do have Liverpool as well, which is tough. So
I'd rather have Benteke. Straight
I
up.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't go there. I would rather have Che.
Woo! That's a battle. Che versus Benteke.
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, I watch like every game we play. When I am the first person to buy Benteke. I own Benteke multiple times every year.
You love him.
And I tell you loudly when he looks good, he does not look good at all.
I know.
He looks horrible.
For me, it's just like the basics of shoots a lot. Shoots a lot in fixtures.
Well,
it's
the difference is he doesn't shoot a lot. He heads a lot.
That's a shooting technique.
It's different.
It's not ideal shooting technique, but he does it.
He doesn't shoot a lot.
Che shoots like once a game. Like if Che gets two shots, I'm surprised. So that's like the only thing for me. And it's like,
I know. I mean, there are a couple bad options here, but
It's not top of the table clash right there. So Villa have Menu and Everton. They actually looked fucking good against Everton.
I don't know what was going on.
Wait, do they have Man U and Everton? Is that right? Or did I put that in wrong?
Yeah, they have Man U Everton.
They just played Everton.
That was the game that was like in hand from forever ago. It was
weird. They're playing Everton back-to-back game weeks. Well, they beat the absolute fuck out of Everton. Like, I know it was only 2-1 and the XG wasn't that high. They must have hit the post and bar 6 times.
Well, they should because they have fucking bad players, attacking players on their team.
It was crazy though, and Pickford was all over the fucking place, and Holgate is shit house, and it was just
I don't know what to make of this team right now. Villa,
I don't know either. I think
it just completely does my head in every
game.
The
only thing I feel confident in is that Ollie's good. He's just a fucking really good player.
He's a good player,
and he's in form. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. He has a double. He's 100,000,000% playing 180. He hasn't missed a fucking minute all season.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We're talking about Che versus Benteke. Like, give me Ollie.
I don't know. I think the fixtures are really tough. I mean, Man
United, I don't think
Everton's
tough at all.
I do. I mean, I just do. Yeah. I still think that that's a tough fixture. I mean, he played like the most attacking, worst defensive team, Everton, Carlo, in like 3 months. Like he was playing a very attacking
lineup. So you think he just goes back to super defensive is what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he was working and then he does this thing and they don't have the personnel for it. Like Andre Gomez just kind of a ghost. And I mean, he's a good manager. So I expect him to tweak it and put put 5-6 defenders back in and try and win up. You know,
especially if
James
stays hurt.
Play,
because he had the calf strain or whatever. I mean, someone asked about forwards. Yeah, Dad Lad was asking about forwards. We're basically just going through all the forwards right now. But so Everton are the other team that don't blank in 36 and have a double. They have West Ham, Villa. DCL did stuff. He kind of looked like DCL from early in the season.
Yeah,
speaking of forwards.
I'm kind of more interested in it because then they play Sheffield United and Wolves 36-37 after
the
double.
That's huge.
So yeah, DCL definitely looks like a good shout. I'm still just concerned about their chance creation because we've seen that he's a volume player.
Yeah, he scored on a corner.
Yeah, he doesn't create his own chance. Never has, might never will.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about, no James. I'm just worried about them functioning again. So this is like a big fixture play, I think, just because they have good ones after the double and he's going to play when he's fit.
And the double's not like a horrible.
It's not horrible. It's not good, but it's not
good.
It's not like Chelsea City or Chelsea. What do they play? City and fucking Arsenal or United or some shit. I don't know. Yeah.
City, Arsenal. Yeah. So anyone else on Everton? Dean somehow got Max Bones in a 2-1 loss where he got an assist, so he ended up on a 7-pointer, which was really annoying for me. But
I have no idea. I have Dean, and I bought Godfrey this week because I definitely thought they were going to clean Villa at home. I thought that was going to be an easy banker for them. Couldn't believe what happened.
It was legit the best attacking performance Villa have had since Jack injury. I was out of nowhere.
So, I still think Godfrey's a pretty good pick as well as Dean because to me is, they've been a good defensive team for a while. And this was a very, anomaly-ish game for the last couple months from when I've been watching this team. And, West Ham, they've been attacking well. So that's a tough one. But I still feel like the Villa game and the other end, they could clean that. And then they have Sheffield United and Wolves. So, I think that that's a good play for a few game weeks.
Yeah.
If you can go there.
Godfrey's only 5. Easier to get to than Dean for some people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't go near anyone else. Not for me.
Yeah.
Siggy's a
punt.
Yeah, you could punt on him. And
you could punt on him. He's been playing.
Yeah, and he's been playing some pretty roles. Well. Yeah, and he's been playing mostly 90s, so that's pretty good. Okay, and then the teams that blank in 36. So Arsenal we talk about Arsenal every week, how we don't want any of their players.
We do not need to talk about them.
If they get knocked
just look at
out
the team
of,
sheet.
If they get knocked out of Europa League, talk to me. Okay.
But if they do, then so what?
I don't know.
They still have nothing to play for.
Yeah, but they still have a lot of teams have nothing to play for. Villa, Palace, Everton, Southampton all have nothing to play for, too.
That's true.
But, yeah, I don't know. Fucking OBS or something. But they blank in 36, so it's like, yeah, maybe OBS for Palace in 37, but just not really considering anyone for 36.
Yeah. I agree.
Matty Ryan continues training like a beast. Yeah.
I think Arsenal's a very easy stay away, similar to Southampton for me.
Chelsea are interesting because they're pretty clearly, in my opinion, the second best team in the league right now with Liverpool's fall.
Million percent.
But they have away City, which may or may not matter for City.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. And then they have home Arsenal, which is still a tough fixture. So what the fuck do you make of them?
In theory.
Yeah.
Then they blank.
And then they
play Leicester, which is going to be a massive game
for Leicester
because for Chelsea.
Depending on how these games go, for Chelsea,
So because some of these teams have game in hand on them, So, I for all the reasons similar to with Arsenal, I just don't know who's playing, We saw this this last game, right? People we were talking about getting Alonso for a 1 week, but he still doesn't fucking play. Who the fuck is playing?
Doesn't play.
No clue. Rudiger knocked up, but he's gonna be fine in 2 days.
Kepa
fine.
Doesn't play.
Hey. He'll get his chance. So it's just throwing darts, it's just a really tough call. I wouldn't buy anyone, even though they're playing really well. I wouldn't buy anyone, and if I had players of theirs on my team, I probably wouldn't sell them, and I would just start them and hope that it's a single.
Dude, Kai and Timo were so good. I know it was Fulham, but fuck, they were so good. I'm gonna get in there next season. Is all I'll say. But yeah, I'm not buying this week. No fucking way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. No, next season is a different story. Different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way are we buying this. But no, definitely Kai?
Yeah.
Kai's not the worst player anymore.
Dude, started playing number nine. Started fucking owning. Yeah. Leicester are home, Newcastle away, Manchester United. So everyone just holding their Leicester assets, basically. Yeah, right? I feel like everyone has like Iheanacho, maybe a defender. Some people have Vardy. Some people have Matto. You just hold all of them, right?
Yeah. And it's, a definite hold. And it's definitely a difficult one to buy because then they blank and then they finish up at Chelsea home Spurs, which, you know, those are some tough ones. So, yeah.
The only player
probably I'd just sitting tight.
Confidently buy is probably Iheanacho. He's so cheap and he's so good and he's by far the highest owned. And some people will probably even fucking cap him. So it seems
I definitely, definitely think he's a reasonable captain option.
Yeah.
Like he has home. He should Newcastle. Be like in the top three in the options for sure. He just looks fantastic.
But yeah, I wouldn't buy. I don't think I'd buy. On free hit, of course, you know, I'd get guys.
Yeah.
On free hit. Do you get anyone on Chelsea? Probably not, right? That's a hard sell for me. Who do you want in those two games? And who are you confident is going to play the two games?
I think it would be like if Kai doesn't play midweek, like that's what I would want to do.
Yeah, that's fair. If he doesn't play Champions League,
yeah.
I mean, like Mendy, maybe, honestly. Like, Mendy I don't expect and them Kepa. To clean both games, but Chelsea City could easily be a 0-0 where nothing happens. No,
they just negate each other.
Yeah,
the
and they could definitely clean Arsenal, you know, so that's possible, but I don't feel
this
like
this is what's
going to
happen, you know. What? Mendy and Kepa are each going to play one.
That's the dream.
What am I going to do? I'm going to kill myself if I can't have that.
Yeah, who are you going to start?
It's going to be horrible. I don't know, man.
I think you start Kepa.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so ridiculous. You actually just magic 8-ball it because there's no right answer. And then Manchester United, they have away Villa, home Leicester, blank. Or
maybe
they have away Villa, home Leicester, Liverpool, followed by Fulham and Wolves, which are both really good.
Yeah, I think Man United is the interesting one for me of these teams that we've been illustrating because they might not blank, but even if they do, they have good fixtures for
really
the run-in
good.
With Fulham and Wolves and the double. So, you know, the Liverpool game obviously isn't good, but the one thing about them is, you know, the defense has been very, very, like, set and forget for him. He hasn't been tweaking with those four at all. So, you know, you feel very good to be able to look at someone like Maguire or Shaw and just purchase and plug and play. You know,
I mean,
they're
going to play. Being the better of the two, I think, by a lot. Like, his bones and creative numbers and shit are off the charts.
Yeah, Shaw definitely looks like he's a good option. So, you know, I like that in the defense.
Yep.
And then what are you thinking about the attack is maybe a little bit tougher to read.
It's really fucking hard. I mean, I still fawn over Cavani and think he's like by far their best thing when he plays. Like it's their best option, like everything. And he's relatively cheap. And honestly, talking about all the forwards we were talking about before, he's the best of them, you know? And
just the 2 days off worry me, you know?
Yeah. No, they definitely
That's a
do.
Concern. It's a concern because he has
It'll
been
be interesting
him.
To see Europa League team because Ole, I feel like, does not rotate much. But they won 6-2. There's actual zero reason for, like, Bruno to play 90 and Cavani to play 90, which would be the most Ole thing to do. But he should play the U16 team and just, like, no one even on the bench. So, I don't know. We'll see what he does there. But, yeah, I mean, I like Cavani a lot.
So would you buy him?
I think it's kind of reasonable if you can afford to bend. I mean, this all changes so much if they don't blank. It's so much better if they don't blank. Because
That's true.
Most people
even
don't
if you
have
get
a
120
luxury.
Minutes.
Yeah. If 120 minutes of Cavani, I love it. I'd buy him. But if they blank and you don't have cover and blah, 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 that's a fucking nightmare. You have to transfer him right out before the actual good fixtures. I hate that.
Yeah,
Paul is too risky. I mean, he didn't start like a few days ago, you know, or last week.
What about Greenwood?
Greenwood also feels sort of risky, even though like he's another Europa League guy.
Yeah,
if he doesn't start Europa League, which he obviously shouldn't, he'll probably play. I think
I feel like, you know, I'm feeling like Bruno's going to do something.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we've been getting away with it for a while.
He's been really, really bad. It's not just getting away with it. Like, no, he's been eye test fucking horrible.
He's not bad.
Of course, he's a great player. But I feel like the 6-2 against Roma, like, as much as we joke about, like, form, confidence, yada, 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 the fact that he, like, fucking exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be bad, right? Like,
can't be bad.
He's rediscovering some level of form and confidence and whatever. Like, he's a good pick.
Longest break that they've ever had right now, all season.
Yeah, actual.
And
by
actual
far,
week off.
By far. And shouldn't play Thursday. We'll see what Ole does, but he shouldn't play Thursday.
He's 1,000,000% going to play on Thursday.
He'll probably play like 88 minutes and sub off for
got a rest.
Dan James, yeah.
All right. But yeah, so I mean, United, we need to see
Bruno's
team
a great
sheet.
Pick. Bruno's a great pick.
Because he's sure. A captain option.
For sure. Big time. So, yeah, I mean, Liverpool-United news is, like, huge. What's up?
Overall, ICT rank of midfielders.
Oh, shit.
Bruno. One.
Oh, he is one? Oh, I was going to guess. Wow. What about in the subcategories?
Influence. One.
Threat?
Threat? Four.
Yeah, okay.
Creativity? Reasonable. One.
Okay.
All of the index? One. And I feel like we're being That's a little big. Bit unfair to the listeners, but the ICT index is a statistical index developed specifically to assess a player as an FPL asset. It combines the influence, creativity, and threat scores. So the FPL, they total all this out, total the influence up, total the creativity up, total the threat up.
It has nothing to do with the points they've scored. It's a new statistical model developed. Yeah.
And you don't even need to really look at the game log. You don't need to watch the games. You know, you just see this one
just
row. It's one row.
Yep.
Bruno Fernandes, one.
Yeah, get him. Gotta get it. Gotta have him.
Ignore at your peril.
Yeah, exactly. I was just looking him up on FBRF just to see. He's played 45 90s this season. He has 4,092 minutes on the season. Maybe don't play him on Thursday. Whoa, Ole out. I'm chill. I'm not fucking cronky outing right here. Just don't play him on Thursday. That's all I'm saying.
This is the thing about it, right? Is obviously they did all the things against Roma, but I mean, right, he's been bad, but there's something that I'm just like, ugh, like this doesn't feel like it feels like, oh my god, like how do we not have Bruno kind of thing is coming soon because it's been a while since we've had that.
It's coming.
And I'm just putting it out into the world that, you know, think about it. Like, yeah, he's been bad, but if you don't have him, just think about it.
Yep.
Just think
about
it. What did
he do? He had 2 goals, 2 assists against Roma. Is that good?
Yeah, that's like fucking 30 points.
And he has his only rest of the season right now before a double.
Yeah. I'm talking myself into getting Bruno back.
Yeah, we're getting Bruno.
Shit.
Clearly, actually side note. Footer on the bottom. If we don't get Bruno, triple cap.
Quadruple
cap.
I wasn't planning on it.
There's Liverpool, who might have the best double of all. If this shit goes the way it might go, which is home Southampton away West Brom. Hemnock said, are we keeping the faith in all things Jota and Liverpool now? Phillips is back and Fab's occupying the CDM. What are we doing with that? I mean, yes.
What do you mean? Yeah, they were. I mean, the last time they played that team, they were fucking amazing. They just didn't score too many goals.
Yeah. And then I think regarding the Fab part of the question, I expect them to clean the bad teams when Fab's in midfield. And
which is every team except for Man United left on their schedule. So.
Exactly. So, feels good.
Keep your
Liverpool guys.
Yeah, I think that they're going to finish strong this season.
Yeah. All right. Wow. We just went balls deep on the double. I forgot to ask you when you were talking about Palace versus City, though. What was the feeling when Kuhn blasted one into the roof of the net?
He could have scored 8 goals against us. I would have been so happy. I was so happy.
It was so nice. It was so good. Pleasurable. Every FPL person watching. It's actually a fucking travesty that everyone was on the Twitter lockdown for that goal alone, because I just wanted to see everyone freak out in pure elation over it, you know?
He's so good.
So good. That was just like world-class finish.
And the other thing too about it that was so nice is we had like 4 defenders perfectly like run away from him entered the box. All of the defenders just escaped, evacuating the area so that he had all the area. And it was just...
It's like he was a magnet and they were all the other side of the magnet.
North, all poles. And they just...
Yep.
We obliged. And then he did it. And it was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Felt amazing.
Goal. And the Pep celebration was amazing too. I assume he was screaming something at him in Spanish, but it was just like pointing at him and like fucking...
Joseph Guardiola.
Joseph. Oil Baron bastards.
King Chunky Thighs.
Yeah. Shout out to City Chance and the alternative commentary, because it's the actual funniest thing on the internet right now.
Say out what it is. It's just tell it out loud, because people, like, every fucking person needs to know about this.
It's at Cite Chance on Twitter. C-I-T-E-H Chance. At Twitter, this guy, this fucking legend, girl, guy, whatever the fuck, they do alternative commentary for the highlights after City matches. Not everyone, but recently everyone. Very quick.
Quick highlights. Two minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes. It's just like the goal, the kickoff, one celebration, whatever. And it's done by like a text-to-speech robot voice. And he's just fucking hysterical. He's... the like Zoomer version of Ray Hudson. Like, he's a poet and he's just, everything he says is fucking hilarious. Every nickname is fucking hilarious. He's just a genius. He's a fucking absolute genius.
I like was crying laughing.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah. I'm going to link to his Twitter in the fucking show notes of the episode, because I'll just link to the latest alternative commentary. So you don't even have to look through the fucking Twitter. You can just go straight to the Palace vid. Or maybe I'll choose a different vid, but they're all good.
It's do the Palace one, because it's more recent.
Yeah, it's more recent.
They're only like 6 or so, and some of them say like the content's removed because he's obviously like illegally boosting this and putting it on Twitter. So
yeah.
But the ones that are on there, it's just... so funny. And you watch it, and then you watch it again, and then you watch it again, because there are little bits that you miss.
Yes.
And the nicknames are just outrageous. They're
outrageous.
Fucking outrageous. They're what so are the funny. It's Mr. Whippy.
Mr. Whippy is Gundo.
Raz is the best. No, Skin Fade. Go ahead.
Skin Fade Gascoigne is Foden, which is
Mahrez is Algerian Robin. Kev is Pale Pele.
Yeah, Pale Pele. What's Raz?
Raz is do something.
It's so good.
Every time they cut to him, it's just
Dutch Maldini.
Yep.
Coon is Chunky Thighs.
King Chunky Thighs.
There's more.
Rodrigo is Professor of CDM Economics. Fodinha, or what's his name? Fucking Fernandinho is just the bulldozer.
Yeah, and he just constantly makes like tactical foul jokes. Yeah.
Diaz is, he's like...
Oh,
Papa Diaz or something. Yeah,
and he usually plays like holy music when he screams.
It's just so funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's very like on brand for us. Like,
oh
it's,
my god!
Like it's exactly what we want. If you like our pod
who
and
I
shit,
be.
I'd be.
It's what I want to be.
Stunned if you don't like these. Yeah.
If I could make that video, I would like be so happy with myself. Yeah. I would just be fucking over the moon with myself. I could never make these videos. They're incredible.
It's unreal. Yeah.
It's unreal.
We should pay him to do alternative podcasts, and it's just like the highlight 2 minute versions of all of our episodes done in robot voice.
But Ederson, he's like, Ederson, you fucking beauty, you could pick a hair off of Pep's bald head with a pass. it's just everything's so good.
It's so good. All right, let's do some questions. We just got a few questions. Dadlad said, interested on your take on the forwards for the run-in. Is Bamford going to take some fucking chances? So we talked about every forward in the double. You have Bamford. You're claiming it as pod partner. You're claiming it as pod partner sabotage. Whatever. Not
much. Won't be on my team much longer. Tell you
Are
that,
there any other forwards you have an eye on? I mean, other than the ones we already talked about?
Other than the ones we talked about.
There's like not that many others, TBH.
Do-do-do-do. No. Well, Antonio's back.
Oh, yeah.
A little but interesting.
If we get him, he'll just not he'll score, bad. Then get injured. If you guys get him, he'll probably score 4 goals. So you should get him. I'm not going to
get think
him.
That's an interesting one. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, otherwise, no.
Not Wood, that we didn't already
discuss.
I mean, discuss.
He keeps scoring. He didn't really do shit today other than the pen, but he's good.
I'm not buying a Burnley player. They have not been functioning for a while.
I'm just talking.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I don't like that.
They do have Fulham, Leeds, Liverpool's bad, and Sheffield. They're still attacking all out. I mean,
you could
tell out.
You could maybe game week 38 punt me there, but I don't think that they're fucking horrible.
Really bad.
They're really bad.
Jeff D said Lingard's clearly out of form. Do I hold or sell? So that's sarcastic out of form, but because he was pretty good today, but.
He hasn't scored in his last two games, so he is actually out of form.
Yeah. He has Everton, Brighton, West Brom, Southampton. So for me, that's a hold. Yeah, for me, that's a fucking hold. Yeah. And then Mr. Ralph said, do I bring in Bale or did he bang in all the points yesterday?
So I wanted to ask you, I mean, what do you think he's going to keep playing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Then bring him in, I guess.
The he's one good? Thing that Ryan, we have a pretty good vibe on Ryan Mason and what he's going to do is like
attack.
Well, two things. He loves Harry Winks, and the other thing is he starts the front three. He just plays the front three. He's played him, I think, in every game, right?
So, no. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, like, he doesn't have the balls to bench someone senior to him. Who just scored a fucking hat trick and does what he wants and plays golf. Yeah. Like, what is he going to do, bench him? Hey, Gareth, I thought that maybe I would have benched you. Yeah, I know, but this Mason.
Leeds they could fuck them.
If there's any team
really,
in the league,
really, really fuck them, dude, this weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
Leeds are have looked so bad the last few games I've seen them.
The last game that Bale started when Moo was there was the Arsenal game, and he was beyond exposed. He was a fucking sieve, horrible nightmare. But I just honestly am leaning into the Mason narrative of, like, he doesn't have the balls to bench him. Like, I don't care what he thinks is the best solution. He's just going to play his superstars, and he only has three of them.
I hazard to think if that's been happening all season, they'd have more points than they have right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like you can.
It's a pretty good strategy. Just
can
get out of
carry
the
players. Well, I shouldn't even say players. You can carry one player who doesn't track back. Lots of teams do it in the world, and a lot of the best players are those players.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like Kane and Son also don't track back or press. Like they fucking run.
They
all
love
over
doing
the place.
It. Yeah, they do it
so
all game.
Figure it out because Bale needs to be on the pitch because that's your best chance of winning games.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. The issue is that, I mean, I feel happy in this moment that I have them. I mean, Son's been looking a lot better too.
He was
couple,
so good. He was
Son
so
actually
good.
Was, yeah, and he was actually like sprinting. He's sprinting again. So
and beating people
nice.
On the dribble. Like, I thought he was like the
he
best
looks
game
back.
In a really long time. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we touched on this a month or so ago about this, like him just when they had all these games and now they don't have all these games. So not unrelated that they play once a week and then the kid can run up and down the private Swanee boy. So that's good for him. And, but it's just a tough one to purchase these players ahead of a single when there's double, you know?
Yeah.
That's so like, are you going to be buying Bale over like a Bruno or like some fucking doubler? That's
no.
tough. Yeah, that's a tough. No. I mean, I don't. It might be correct, but you know, well, we're not going to sit here and do that.
Yeah, let me scratch that. If United are indeed blanking and they're playing the same number of matches over the next two, then like you can do that. I think that's somewhat reasonable. If they're not blanking, then they just have an extra match. Like it becomes a lot harder of a sell for me to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay.
That's it. Question
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's jump to our teams. What doublers do you have?
I have Mendy, Godfrey, Dean. PVA, who is a problem. I don't know what I'm doing with that.
We're just going to not count him as a double.
Yeah, and then Iheanacho. So I don't have a lot of action here. I mean, Smith Rowe, who doesn't count either.
Yeah.
So I think if Liverpool don't double, I'll probably only have like 5 or 6 doublers.
Yeah, I really want to get like Bruno and maybe a defender or some shit. I mean, I only have Fofana, Bodker, who barely counts, might not even play either. Who the fuck knows? Vardy and Nacho. I have Mitchell, who might actually play both. And I have Forster, who just seems to be bombed out of the team. McCarthy's too good. He can't get in.
No, he said Forster's playing the next 2 games.
What?
Actually
said that?
Yep.
Okay, so I have a doubling keeper. Awesome. They put him in. Looks a lot better now.
Yeah. And then he said that the other one's playing after that.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Why would he even say that?
Because he's a fucking idiot. He's like, I like giving them both chances. He said, this one's playing the Liverpool, the Palace, and the other one's playing Fulham and 30, whatever.
Ralph is just so weird.
I don't know.
What is he doing?
I don't know, dude.
Well, that's good for me, I guess. Yeah, I'll start my doubling keeper. But yeah, so, I mean, we just went through all the doubles. I mean, I want Bruno, maybe an Everton defender. That's probably it. I mean, I have triple Liverpool, so if they're doubling, that's, you know, that's great. Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I honestly have fucking no clue what I'm going to do transfer-wise. I think I'll leave that for the next pod because the midweek games are important here for us, I think.
Midweek and the fixture potential.
Yeah, and the fixture potential, right? So that's a wait and see for us till Thursday. We'll talk more about that.
What about just cap, just your gut right now?
I mean, I think Bruno's a pretty good option, honestly.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about a Palace guy. I mean, I was thinking about Wilf, but...
Well, probably I'll be on Mo if that happens, if that fixture changes.
Yeah, if Liverpool doubles, it'll probably just be a Mo landslide. So yeah, but... I might do Mane. Honestly, I might do that. I might... Sure. Or Trent.
There's the Iheanacho...
Trent's very reasonable in that one, because if it's the...
If it's those fixtures,
Southampton, West Brom, I mean, should clean those.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see. There's a lot more on Friday in My Life that we'll get to. So
Yeah.
No new signups again. We're in a barren spell as far as the Patreon.
We're not
goes.
Even in a barren we're just hemorrhaging.
We're hemorrhaging fucking
people right now. Yeah, it's all right.
It's not great.
We're not here to pander to the audience for more signups.
We're still
people
gonna
sign
do
up
Euros.
Or not sign up.
You guys will be fucking back in August, you fuckers, when we're doing the preseason shit. So that'll happen. And then, it's
all
right.
What if we did all preseason behind the paywall?
I was thinking, like, we could even do Euros behind the paywall because usually we, like,
no, but I want to have that. I want to give that a service to the people because there's never a pod that does it.
Yeah,
it's the most fun game of all the games is that in World Cup.
Yeah. So
it's so much better than FPL.
It is. Except no recovered balls.
I know. We'll get there. That is rough, though. Fullback's back on the menu, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Any last words?
I want to go watch the Mr. Whippy.
I know. I have it queued up on my screen to put in the show notes. Actual queued up right now.
I just want
to
watch them again.
Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow. So
I
good.
It's so good. Every time.
So good.
We're not going to see each other tomorrow.
And we're not going to see each other until we pod next, but see you tomorrow. Check us out! NFMLBL.com. Follow us on Twitter at NFMLBL. Support us at patreon.com/NFMLBL. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers!
Sports Social Podcast Network.